أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ورفعنا لك ذكرك. اور بلند کیا ہم نے مذکور تیرا. And Allah Ta'ala says, which we are discussing for a few days now, that Allah has raised the made very great and high the, just the remembrance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as we were explaining, that this great beautiful example is given of like a seminar conference taking place and then breaks up into various workshops. And we explain the various others. Further in that workshop, we find also that there is one place where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we were discussing yesterday, he is the great mufti, like an ocean of knowledge. And the waves of that ocean, of that sea, are coming in full force. That is that great knowledge of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And great, great ulama of the ummah, they are there and discussing their various matters and finding solutions from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all those solutions he gives what we call a chutkali. That is just like the fingers we flesh. Like that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every answer he's giving to them. So in there we find also that with regard to the knowledge of faraid, that is mirath, inheritance, which are very, very intricate masalas. And we just take it for granted, and the Islamic law of succession of inheritance is very intricate, and how it changes with small, small things. Where which person comes in and then who inherits, who doesn't inherit. When a person passed away, before whom, after whom, and how many other people get shares and how many people are cut off from shares. It is a very, very intricate thing, and there these great, great people are discussing this, but when they go for the solution to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he just gives it in a flick of a second, he gives them the solution. And they all become convinced that what great position Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has. Then there are all the qurra, the great qaris also. And we just enjoy the qiraat of the qaris. But if we know what training they have to go through, mashq they have to go through, and there is great difference of opinion as far as the pronunciation of words, alphabets are also concerned, especially the dhad. At sometimes there is so much of confusion, so much of difference of opinion on that. And in fact, the Arabic language is known as the language of the dhad. That is the one alphabet that is the most difficult to pronounce it properly. We don't worry about it. We just carry on reading as we are reading. But the perfection of alphabets is also a great, great science of its own. And this great, great qurra of the ummah, right from the beginning, are there also, and they discussing all this. And then when they wonder, they can't come to a solution, they go to this great mufti who is there, and he just gives that in a flick of a second, and he sorts out their problems. Then we find there, with regard to our ibadat, our worship, right, all the different types of our worship, our namaz, preparation of namaz, wuzu, istinja, etc., and the various rules of namaz also. And they are also very deep and detailed. Then with regard to zakat, with regard to hajj, with regard to all our faraid, that also the differences of opinion that there are, and how they have been deduced from the Quran and Hadith, and the conflicting views that we have. But when they go to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so to say, he just answers it immediately, and they realize that what we have been spending nights and nights, years and years, and we could not come to a solution, yeah, we are getting our solutions immediately. Then with regard to our business transactions, And especially as time goes along, business also takes on new forms. And today's business transactions are very, very different from the days of before. Today, when a person does all his business on a cell phone, and the goods are also displayed there, he orders also on there, he dispatches from there, he's just sitting in one place, and the goods are, so to say, coming to him, and they are being dispatched, but he doesn't see those goods also. And there are great details with regard to that, that a person must take possession of goods, he must be knowing what he's selling, the buyer must be knowing what he's buying. Today even Qurbani animals are sold on the cell phone. The picture is put on there, and now all this also leads to a lot of deep discussion and deep interrogation with regard to these matters. And they can't come to a solution. They go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he sorts it out immediately. This all should illustrate to us what the great and honorable position and knowledge of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every field is. Then we see again with regard to the business, to these business transactions, and on the other hand, the mutakallimeen, that is those ulama who delve into our aqaid, that who is Allah, what are the sifat of Allah, what are the things that Allah is, or that Allah is Allah, and what are the wrong things attributed to Allah. And here also we find great people have made big errors with regard to the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, again, there is great discussion about that, and then they go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he just sorts out the matters immediately. So that also is taking place. Then with regard to history, the history of the world, we don't know exactly what happened, and people who reported on various incidents, we find very conflicting views from a secular point of view, worldly point of view also. Historians that have reported on various governments coming in place, various governments which are toppled, etc. And if you read the one historian's view, you get a complete different idea. When you read another historian's view, a complete opposite view. And this confusion also carries on. But when they go to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the great knowledge that Allah had blessed him with, he sorts it out immediately for them. And then together with that, we find that the life after death, that also, many people are in doubt, many people are in confusion. What are the proceedings? How does maut come to a person? What takes place when his ruh is taken out? Where is his ruh taken to? How is the life in the qabr? For thousands of years, what is that life like? What will be the day of qiyamah? What are the various stages? Yeah, also deep discussions take place amongst ulama, and then they have differences also. But when they go to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so to say, he just sorts it out for them immediately. And then we find again the different religions that came. There are those religions which Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam brought, which were true and correct religions. How did they become obsolete? How did they change? And the beliefs had changed. What were these proceedings that took place? On the other hand, there are other religions which are man-made, which have no real connection with Allah Ta'ala. Some great philosopher or some person of this dunya, he made that religion. And confusion comes in here also with regard to this different matters. So all that also, these people of great knowledge, they discuss it from where they have attained this knowledge, but they are also, they don't have a final word on it. Just for example, on the ruh, the soul, if we go to any university, whether it's Oxford or Cambridge, these universities also, we'll find volumes and volumes of books written on the soul, but at the end there is no conclusion also. Nobody knows, but then yeah, the Quran gives the answer, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam answers these questions without any difficulty whatsoever. then all our whatever we are commanded to do, what is the wisdom in doing that? Like people have written a lot, Islamic philosophers, that what are the benefits of namaz, that wuzu, that why must we wash our hands first, and then we gurgle and put water in our nose, why must we do these sunnat acts before the faraz? After that come the faraiz, washing the face, the arms, making masa and washing legs. So all these discussions also, the Islam, Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah, what they have written on these subjects. But then also we find that they also don't reach the bottom. Finally, it is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who gives them the solution to all this. Then with regard to zuhud and taqwa, and with regard to riqaq, things that a person makes what we call pious acts, that a person when he goes into piety, what are pious acts? Somebody might define piety in a different way. Somebody might define taqwa, fearing Allah, in a different way. There is great discussion in this also with regard to the Sufis, etc. And all these details are being discussed, so to say, in that workshop. But when they go to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gives the final word and he gives the answer to, so to say, in one word. He just makes it so easy. So very shortly, so great and honorable is our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Imam Hazrat Haqqani rahmatullah on the subject has gone in very much detail. We will just try and cover it up briefly, but there is great detail, and in short, we all should understand how great and honorable our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is, and he's the master that Allah has blessed with all great knowledge and the complete everything of running the world, the government, of running an Islamic Khilafat, of being a father, of being a mother, of being a child. Every detail is being taught by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us our true connection with Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his true teachings which have come, which is known as the seerah, the life of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam.